Scott Matice is stretching his legs after an hours-long seminar at the Pickens County Health and Human Services building. He's superintendent of the county's Road and Bridge Department.
So many of us came here or work here because of the environment that's here, the skiing, the outdoor activities, the nightlife, even the music that's in this valley. But oftentimes our work schedule doesn't allow us to partake in some of those activities.
That can be true for workers living in Aspen in Snowmass Village or commuting from Rifle.
You know, if we can change some of our schedules where we supply a 4-day work week, that oftentimes gives staff an extra day to either come up and do one of those things, activities in town, whether it's a concert Thursday night, fishing on Friday, or maybe a couple inches of powder on a Friday or Monday.
Making sure workers have a way to play and feel more connected to the community is one way a supervisor like Matice can maximize his impact on his workers' health. And it's just the kind of change suggested by Cha-Cha Chang and Dr. Casey Chosewood with the Centers for Disease Control. They're training more than 50 managers who work for 5 major employers in the Upper Valley who collectively make up the Valley Health Alliance. Here's Chang.
Your personal physician could tell you you need to exercise, but your supervisor is stressing you out, giving you so much work you don't have time to take a lunch break.
So Chang and Chosewood talk about making sure a worker has time to take care of personal health. But it's also important for a manager to check in with workers to see if employees need more or less supervision, mentoring opportunities, or other help. An employee might have concerns about feeling discriminated against at work. Addressing those kinds of factors is key, says Chang.
And that would actually improve performance and job satisfaction, which then, of course, increases health and well-being.
After the training, Nan Sundin is taking those pointers to heart. She's director of Pickens County Health and Human Services.
We feel a sense of urgency to really involve all of the employees in our division and invite them to help us understand the culture that we have and the culture that we want to have.
And what specific changes Sundin's office could make to support worker well-being. She's planning on taking those steps as soon as possible. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.